Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's say it together. March football getting set for Saturday afternoon high school football on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Mercer County taking on Princeville up at Soul Bowl, a 1 o'clock kickoff Saturday afternoon. We'll have that on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Also coverage of Rock Ridge and Orion, who are kicking off at 1 o'clock over at Charger Field, joined by Mercer County head coach Andrew Hofer. Is it normal yet, you think? Have you got used to March football? It's weird. We're going to be out there on Saturday getting ready to play a football game.
I feel like the only really normal times are when you're out there practicing, when you're out there, you know, with the guys and going through all the drills and things that you normally do as a team together. That feels normal. The rest of it, being in the spring and just all sorts of different weird things going on, trying to cram everything together here in a short period of time, that feels a little different. You can definitely tell there's a little bit of a different feel this season.
Yeah, we all knew that when the IHSA announced in late January that they said, we're going to get all these remaining sports in, we knew there was going to be an issue kind of leading up to the overlap of not necessarily the outgoing season, but the incoming season, so transitioning from basketball to football. And I know, really, you had mentioned off the air that for the first time, it was Monday of this week, that the whole group was together for the first time, basically, you know, 4 days out or 5 days out from the very first game.
Yeah, we've had everyone together for periods, but yesterday was the first time we'd had our whole group for whole practice, and you know, in the way that weather's been causing a few issues this week, so today will be the third place that we've practiced at in 5 days here, just trying to find some dry grass and some area to do some things on. And certainly some challenges that come up with it, but you just keep adjusting. And you know, I feel like everyone's kind of in that situation, but I know going into this season we did not want to take away from those basketball guys finishing out their season, especially last week, a few big games. And you know, I think the transition has gone smooth, but it's just a little different.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be really different because the first home game is going to be played on a neutral site, but with all the rain that's in the forecast this week, we're doing the interview on Tuesday, and then you had the snow on Monday, so you needed to play on the neutral site with the artificial turf, and you were able to find a place in United Township High School in Soul Bowl up in East Moline. So kind of tell us how that arrangement was made, or how you made that hookup, I guess.
Yeah, we knew our field doesn't hold up real well to weather and to moisture. And, you know, with the already heavy amounts of snow that we received this winter, it was just going to take a little extra time for our field to get ready and to be properly prepared for the kids to play on it safely. I think that was one of the big things. It just, you know, it's kind of a sponge down there at times. So we got to calling around to some other schools, especially up in the Quad City area and a couple other local colleges. And Mr. Pistelnik and I just kind of got together and we were able to figure out an arrangement to give our kids a chance to play on a quality playing surface and a chance to compete in a safe environment.
Yeah, that'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. And I think the 20% capacity as it relates to Soul Bowl is, I think, 915 would be the max capacity for the game on Saturday. But as far as the remaining home games, I think there's two additional home dates. You're planning to play those back at Pratt Memorial Field right now?
Yep, our next home game isn't until April 1st. So we're hoping with a couple more weeks to get ready, that then, you know, the last two games are going to be here at George Pratt, and we're looking forward to getting back in front of the home crowd and getting those seniors especially another chance to walk down the hill.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, during basketball season, Coach, it was, you know, I'd ask the coaches at the beginning of the year, you know, because it was a month season, basically, how do you approach the season? And then, you know, as the season was winding down with no postseason, I'm like, well, how do you assess the season? So I'll be asking the football coaches really the same question here over the next couple of weeks. How do you approach this thing knowing that there's no postseason here, you know, in terms, it's not necessarily, you can't say, well, we're not playing for anything. It's just like you're not measuring something during the season to say, well, we need to be here by here because we need to get ready for week 10, so to speak. So yeah. How do you approach it?
Yeah, it's not completely abnormal, and we're still trying to compete at a high level. We're still trying to go after a conference championship, even though it is a little bit different. But, you know, those are just factors out of our control. So it's a combination of giving those seniors and upper seniors, especially, another chance to play and to compete, and also development at the same time, knowing that you have another season coming up in, well, less than 6 months here. So it's a combination. It's delicate, but we're trying to put every one of our guys, 1 through 56, in a good position to succeed and to get some time and to learn and have fun with their teammates.
Yeah, and it was nice, I know, in the fall, because I remember, you know, before the state shut down everything, after the fall high school sports season leading up to November, you know, you were able to do some workouts and do some different things. And I know you got basically kind of a 7-on-7 event back in the fall. It seems like that was like 9 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were able to kind of, I don't know if you say you got to start up, but I mean, you got to do something in the a little bit in the fall, I guess. So it hasn't been like a complete shutdown where we stopped playing in, you know, November of last year. Now, I realize not a lot has been going on, but you did get a little glimmer of hope, I guess, back in the fall when the kids got together.
Yeah, and at that point, I think the biggest thing was that the kids were allowed to do something. It'd been a while, especially last spring was pretty much shut down. The summer was pretty restricted, and that just gave our kids the opportunity to get back to, you know, being active, get back to hanging out with their teammates, get back to playing the sports that they love. So, yeah, definitely a good opportunity for them. And, you know, it was still limited because we were sharing many athletes trying to do a bunch of different contact days, but it was good to have that opportunity with the kids.
All right, so the schedule, we play 6 weeks or 6 games over 6 weeks. It's Princeville, Ridgewood, United, right? Mid County, mm-hmm. Annawan, Weathersfield, Stark County, is that right?
That's correct.
Those are the 6 games that we play, and just kind of size up this team here in 2021. What do you think of this group?
You know, I've told a couple people that we were so young last year that we're still kind of young in a lot of areas. But in saying that, we do have a couple of really good senior leaders coming back who had some real good contributions, not only last year, but even the year before as sophomores too. So it's a unique mix. You know, you're going to see some senior leaders who have been first team all conference players, and you know, Trey Seafield, who was a he was an honorable mention all state player last year on the line. And so you're seeing guys like that, but then you're also seeing a handful of sophomores and juniors who have not played a lot of varsity football, who are really going to step into some big important roles this year. So it's going to be a nice mix of guys. We like what we have on the field so far, big time mix of speed and athleticism and aggressiveness. So it's going to be interesting to see how that develops, but we're really looking forward to seeing those guys get the chance to compete.
Yeah. And then as far as your first opponent here in 2021 and the March schedule, you open up with Princeville on that, you know, the Saturday at Soul Bowl in East Moline. And they've always kind of been a program that's been at the, you know, top tier level of the LTC. I'm assuming another pretty good squad that they've probably assembled. What kind of challenge are they going to present in week one?
Yeah, they definitely got some quality guys coming back, fast, athletic, always are able to present some issues, especially with their speed. Generally one of the fastest teams that we'll see on our schedule in any given year. I think one of the unique challenges of this year is that there hasn't been any games in almost 16 months now. And, you know, you coming off of that, you just never really know what you're going to see out of your guys. You never know what your opponents are going to do. I mean, I imagine we'll see some teams that are come out and try some things on this unique year that maybe they've never done before. So especially going into this week one, you got to kind of prepare for everything and knowing what you've seen here in the last couple of years from Princeville, but you got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, that's crazy when you say that. No games in 16 months. But then you're going to play, I mean, if you could play 5 playoff games next year in a normal year, plus the 9 regular season games, 15, and then you get to 6 here in the spring, 21. So you get potentially, 21 football games over the next, 6 months? You could potentially play or something like that. That's a great contrast when you bring that up. I guess, man, that's really sounds strange when you say that. It's been 16 months since high school football has been played in Illinois.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it even feels longer for those who are really heavily involved in it. It just seems like forever ago that we were on that bus ride home from Clifton. But, you know, it's just one of those things that's out of our control. And I think the guys have been really excited and have displayed really good attitudes out here, just having some fun, working hard, and trying to make the most of the situation that they can't really control here.
Yeah, and then just as far as the mitigations as it relates to, football, I know when I talked to Coach Seedam during the basketball season, he said, I don't know if kids will ever get accustomed to playing with masks. They have to play with them, and they adjust to it. But, you know, it's just something that we're not accustomed to doing and, you know, have to do it this year. Now, I think to the student-athletes' credit, you know, they're accustomed to wearing it in school, all this school year. But, you know, trying to keep it on during course of play can be challenging. I know they do their best. But from a mitigation standpoint, how weird is that going to be this year? And how are the student-athletes adjusting to that so far with football practice and a helmet and a mask or whatever that they have to wear during competition?
No, we still haven't found a perfect answer to that. The masks are really challenging when it comes to trying to wear a helmet, having your chin strap, having your mouthpiece, and having a tight-fitting mask all at the same time, especially for the kids who have to communicate on the field, whether it's a quarterback or whoever's in charge or the kind of the quarterback for the defensive side. So that part is challenging because when it seems like whenever a kid touches anyone and their helmet moves at all, the mask immediately slides off because of the chin strap placement. So that's something we're working on. We're trying different masks, trying to find the best combo. I know that there's many different companies and organizations out there trying to sell different things right now. So we're still trying to find the right combination for that. But kids are adaptable. As soon as we find that right thing, they've adapted all year and done a good job. We've seen it here in school. We've seen it throughout competitions. And we're just going to keep on adapting and keep on adjusting to the rules.
Yeah, and you know, like in I was going to ask you too. So, like in basketball, you know, there was no jump ball this year, so the visiting team would get the opening possession. Is there any like weird? I don't know if it's fair to say weird, but I mean, is there any mitigation as it relates to that as high school football? Like, there's no kickoff. I don't know. I mean, is there some abnormal rule that you have to deal with in 2021 with COVID in high school football?
Yeah, I mean, really the only big thing on that is that you can only have one person go out for the coin toss. So you've got that. So only one representative will be out there. And then the sidelines will be extended from the 10 to the 10 this year instead of from their normal placement, which I'm actually hopeful that that turns into a long-term rule. I've always kind of thought it was awkward that as you're moving into the most important part of the field in that red zone that, you know, you're restricted from being down near the action, being down near the pace of play. So I'm hopeful that that's a rule that's around to stay.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. All right. So we deal with March football. The Golden Eagles will kick off Saturday afternoon. That's a nice facility to get a chance to play at Soul Bowl up in East Moline. Again, max capacity with the 20% rule, I think, is 9:15. All right, Coach Hofer, we'll look forward to talking to you each Saturday morning during the six-week high school football season, and good luck to the Eagles on Saturday.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll have more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.